Tonight's Bible reading comes from Matthew 13, verses 10 to 17, from the Good News Translation. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they will have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Those seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and many righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the word of our Lord.
Hi, everybody. So I'm going to start. You can just shout out if you would like. I want to hear what's everybody's favorite cake. That's very loud. Who said vanilla? Vanilla, okay. Chocolate? Red velvet? Carrot cake? Okay, so there's a few. So earlier this week, I was actually preparing for a devotion for, we have staff communion and lunch once a month, and we also have a devotion during that time, and I was doing the devotion this week, and it reminded me actually of a conversation that I had a few years ago when I was on the World Race, and somebody had said about our lives and our journeys with God being like a cake. And for some reason, as I was thinking about my devotion on Wednesday night, this popped into my mind again. And I saw it as so fitting for this series that we're in. So if you think about the process of baking, when you're in the middle of it, the ingredients on their own don't look very appealing. Okay, flour by itself doesn't taste very nice. Raw eggs, I'm not so keen. A spoonful of baking powder, also not so great. Even sugar, while sweet, isn't really anything on its own. And have you ever tasted vanilla essence? Like not in a, you know, it doesn't taste so great. But you put them together, you mix them with care, you put them through the heat of the oven, and you get something wonderful. You end up with a cake at the end. And each cake has its own flavor, even if two of us bake the same cake, something about it would taste a little bit different or come out a little bit differently at the end. Some are rich and heavy, some are light and airy, some fruity, some nutty, some simple, some extravagant, all different, but all cake. And our lives are like that. God takes the different ingredients, the sweet moments and the bitter ones, the ordinary and the special, and he mixes them into something meaningful. Sometimes it takes the heat of challenge to bring it all together. But in God's hands, nothing is wasted. And here's the connection. Jesus used parables like a master baker. He took ordinary ingredients, ordinary things, a seed, a lamp, a coin, a lost sheep, and he baked them into stories that touched people's hearts. Tonight we're looking at why Jesus spoke in stories, what that means for our own stories, and how we can share them with one another through something very practical. Ask, listen, tell. Our reading, as we heard from Matthew 13, the disciples ask Jesus, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" And Jesus answers them, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." And then he quotes Isaiah saying, "Though seeing, they do not see. though hearing, they do not hear or understand, for this people's heart has become calloused. That's a tough answer. Jesus is saying to them, parables are more than just illustrations. They're actually tests of the heart. For those who are open, parables are an invitation into the kingdom. For those who are closed, they sound like riddles and nonsense. Think about it. A parable doesn't force itself on you. It doesn't give you a neat bullet point list. It lays a picture before you and asks, will you step inside? Will you taste and see what God is saying through this? And so Jesus says, blessed are your ears because your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. In other words, if you're willing to listen, if your heart is open, then the parable becomes a window into God's truth. But if your heart is hard, the story just bounces off you. And so back to the cake again. A parable is like a slice of cake that's been laid in front of you. Some will take a bite and discover the sweetness and enjoy it. Others will push the plate away saying, I don't get it. So Jesus tells stories, not just to illustrate, but to invite. To invite us to see differently, to taste differently, to open our lives to the kingdom. The second reading that was part of from this week in preparation was from Hebrews 10. And it shows us what this looks like in community. It says in verse 24 and 25, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The early Christians who this letter would have been written to were weary. They were under pressure. Some were tempted to give up. And the writer of Hebrews says, don't drift away. Instead, encourage each other. Stir each other up. Spur one another on. And how do we do that? One of the most powerful ways is through story. Think of Israel in the Old Testament. They told the Exodus story over and over and over again. We were slaves, but God brought us out with a mighty hand. That story reminded them of who they were and whose they were. We need the same. When you share how God answered a prayer in your life, I am encouraged. When I share how God gave me peace in grief, you are strengthened. When someone tells of God's provision, we all begin to trust a bit more deeply. Stories are spiritual nourishment. They are slices of cake we share around the table. When one person shares, the whole community is fed. But stories don't just encourage, they also heal. There's a saying that goes, an enemy is one whose story we have not heard. When we listen to someone's story, we begin to see the person behind the label, behind our idea of who they are. The person who we thought of as difficult becomes someone carrying grief or a hardship we didn't know anything about. That's what Jesus' parables did. The Good Samaritan broke prejudice by making the outsider the hero of the story. Joseph in Genesis reframed the betrayal of his brothers who sold him into slavery by telling them, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Paul retold his Damascus road encounter with Jesus again and again and again and again so that people would know that God's grace can transform even the hardest heart. And here's where the cake analogy comes back. On their own, the ingredients of our stories may seem bitter. Betrayal, grief, failure. But in God's hands, even the bitter can get folded into something good. When we tell our stories honestly, the hard part as well as the sweet, God uses them to bring healing and connection. So how do we actually do this? How do we share our stories in a way that heals, encourages, and connects? That's where ask, listen, tell comes in. The first, ask. Jesus always began with questions whenever he started a conversation. He asks his disciples, who do you say I am? He asked the person before he healed them, what do you want me to do for you? Asking shows that we see the other person and value their story. And here's a question you can use, we're going to use tonight. If your life was a cake, what flavor has God made you? And then listen. James 1 verse 19 says, be quick to listen, slow to speak. Real listening is rare. We've all been in conversation where someone nods along while scrolling through their phone or turns your story into theirs. They can't wait for you to finish their sentence so they can add on to it with their own story. True listening is like tasting carefully. You slow down, you savor it, and you pay attention. And tell, Acts 4 verse 20 says, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Testimony is simply offering your flavor to someone else. It might not be fancy, but it's yours. And someone else needs a taste of it. So ask, listen, tell isn't just a tool. It's actually discipleship in practice. It's how we follow Jesus in practice. It's Hebrews 10 lived out. It's Jesus' parables continuing through us. So tonight we're going to practice that a little bit. We're going to do our own ask, listen, tell. And the question is, what flavor of cake are you? And why do you say that? Now, I know some of you might be like, oh my gosh, I don't know. So I'm going to give you a few ideas that might help you to think a little bit further about it. So carrot cake, down to earth, comforting, with a little spice, always looking out for others. Lemon poppy seed, zesty, refreshing, bright, with seeds of wisdom hidden inside. Funfetti cake, colorful, full of joy, always ready to celebrate. Black forest cake, strong foundations, but with bursts of tang and surprise. Now, it doesn't really matter what you say. There is no right or wrong answer. It's not about picking the smartest thing. But it's just a moment to reflect, to think about what ingredients has God given you, what ingredients are in your life, and how has God blended them together, sweet and bitter, light and heavy, into something that is uniquely you. And I'm going to ask that we share, but I'm actually going to ask that you cross the room to find somebody on the opposite side of the room to talk to you. Okay, and that's the question. What flavor of cake are you, and why do you say that? So you're each going to take a turn. So you get to speak for a minute, and the other person gets to listen, and then the other person gets to speak for a minute, and the other person listens. Ready? Go. Okay, thank you, everybody. I hope that after the service, during coffee, you will ask some more people what flavor of cake they are and why they said that. So I had chosen, I said to Sarita, mine was hummingbird cake. I don't know if anybody knows hummingbird cake. It's kind of like carrot cake, but it also has pineapple in it. So it's got pineapple, banana, carrot. It's got the same spices as carrot cake. the cream cheese frosting and some nuts. So I said, might come across a little bit nutty to some people. Sweet but spicy. And then the cheese. I enjoy all things cheesy and fun and silly. So that's why I chose hummingbird cake. But yes, I hope that you will share about it a little bit more after the service. So thank you for sharing. Earlier, Ali prayed for God's healing and transformation to take place in our stories. And so how are we going to actually live that out tonight? How can we make that possible as we leave from here? And how might someone else need a taste of what you have to offer this week? And how can you give that to them? Well, as we journey through this What's Your Story series, tonight what we really wanted today, what we really wanted everybody to hear is that every story matters. Yours matters, your neighbor's matters, your boss's matters. Every story, every person's story matters. Together they form God's banquet table. Matthew tells us Jesus spoke in parables because they open the eyes and ears of those ready to receive. Hebrews tells us to encourage each other, spurring one another on. And ask, listen, tell gives us a way to do that in practice. So here's the challenge this week. Ask someone something about their story. Listen with love, and then tell them a piece of your own. And remember the cake. You are a unique flavor baked by God's own hands. Some of your ingredients are sweet, some bitter, some hard, but together they make something beautiful. And when you share that flavor with others, you're feeding them with the goodness of God.